Masechet Erevin, Perek Hamish Nevo'im, Tul Perek Hamish Hatess. Although the main focus of the fifth Perek is Erevei Tchumin, and how much one can travel on Shabbos, and how he can measure the Tchum from the city, the focus of this Mishnah is Shittuv Mevoyos, which in general refers to the Erev which allows lots of different courtyards, which all face into the same street, to carry from the courtyards into the street, from the street into the courtyards, and just to carry in the street itself. One can only do that if he makes a Shittuv Mevoyos. And this Mishnah is going to show that there are certain situations in which one can make a Shittuv Mevoyos in an entire city such that it will be permitted to carry in that entire city. In short, a city which, number one, is surrounded by a wall, and number two, can be locked at night, halachically, that city can be considered a Mavoi. And so if all of the courtyards, after making an Erev Chatzeres, which is when all of the members of each individual courtyard join together, to allow them to carry in that courtyard itself, and from the houses into the courtyard and vice versa, once all of the courtyards have made an Erev Chatzeres, then all of the courtyards, all of the members of the courtyards, can then join together in one big Shittuv Mavois for the entire city, and it will be permitted to carry throughout that entire city. However, midrabbanon, one is not allowed to make a Shittuv Mevoyos throughout an entire city, because then people will start to forget the laws and forget the prohibition totally of carrying in a Mavoi, of carrying in the street. They could end up carrying in a public domain even, without a Shittuv Mevoyos, which is forbidden midoraisa. And therefore, so that people still remember that there is a concept of not carrying on Shabbos, the city would need to leave a number of houses outside of the Shittuv Mevoyos, make sure that they do not take part in the Shittuv Mevoyos, such that there will still be part of the town, part of the city where one cannot carry into, and that way people will remember the prohibition of carrying. Now those few houses which are left outside of the main Shittuv Mevoyos of the city, they can make a Shittuv Mevoyos amongst themselves. So they can still carry in that area, it just means that it will be forbidden to carry from that area into the rest of the city, and vice versa. Now all of this is said with regards to a public city, but if you have a city which is owned by an individual, in that case the entire city can make a Shittuv Mevoyos together, because people will realize that the reason why you can make a Shittuv Mevoyos together here is because it's a private city. They won't come to carry in a public domain, in a public city without a Shittuv Mevoyos because of this. They realize that this is a different case, and it's only because it's owned by an individual that you can carry in the entire city. So in that case, you would be able to make a Shittuv Mevoyos throughout the entire city and carry in the entire city. Now what happens if you have Ir Shel Yochid V'Nasi Shel Rabim, a city which is owned by an individual, but then it becomes public, he starts to sell off part of the city, and many Mefarshim explain that he still retains some sort of ownership over the streets, but he sells a lot of the houses and a lot of the city. But since he does still own part of the city, it's still known as this individual person's city, and therefore Arvinus Kula, you can still make a Shittuv Mevoyos throughout the entire city, because people will realize that it's only because it is owned privately. On the other hand, Mishal Rabim Nasi Shal Yochid, a public city which becomes privately owned, a Arvinus Kula, one cannot make a Shittuv Mevoyos throughout the entire city, because people still view the city as a public city. Rather, you have to leave part of the city out of it, Elaim Kain Osa Chutzalah, unless they made outside of the Shittuv Mevoyos, meaning they did not include in the Shittuv Mevoyos enough houses, Kir Chadosha Shabi Yehuda, like the size of the city called Chadosha, which is in the area of Eretz Yisrael called Yehuda, Sheyesh Bo Chamishim Diurim, where there were 50 people who lived in that city. The Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. This was the smallest city in the area of Yehuda. So if that number of houses, if that number of people living in the city were left out of the Shittuv Mevoyos, that would be enough, and people would not come to forget about the prohibition of carrying, and they would realize that only when you have a Shittuv Mevoyos can you carry. Now Rabbi Shimon is slightly more lenient. Rabbi Shimon says, Shalosh Chatzeres Shel Shnei Vatim, only three courtyards of two houses each need to be left outside of that Shittuv Mevoyos, and that is already enough for people to remember the concept of Shittuv Mevoyos in that city.